Lipton Tea.
Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup present Arthur Godfrey and his Talent Scouts.
Here comes Arthur Godfrey, your Talent Scout MC. Brought to you by Lipton's Crisco Lipton Tea. You know it's Lipton Tea if it's B-R-I-S-K. You know it's Arthur Godfrey when you hear them play.
It seems like a thank you. Thank you, George Bryan, Peggy Marshall in the Holidays, Archie Blyer in the orchestra, and a special welcome to you folk who are kind enough to come to the studio tonight to help us pick a winner. Greetings to you one and all, and I'm very happy to announce that I have found the solution to New York's water shortage. I really have. All you got to do is take that traffic cop who has spent the last 2 days in the middle of Times Square and ring him out. Oh, I passed that poor guy yesterday and was he dripping. Gee. Three free tickets to you, honey. Come every week. That little gal down there in the 10th row is really enthused tonight. Of course, I wasn't. We had a little rain in Virginia, but not as much as you had here. It rained a little bit. We had to stay indoors and watch television. You ever do that? I saw a boxing match on television on Friday night. A couple of bruisers beat each other to pieces, you know, for almost an hour. And then when the bout was over, they fling their arms around each other, you know. Big bear hugs. They almost kiss. I don't know. It looked like a couple of old friends who were just slow to recognize each other. You see some mighty peculiar stuff on television these days. I don't know. They even got some guy now that's giving ukulele lessons. It sure beats me what some people will do for a buck, you know. Television is different in Virginia than it is in New York, though. See, in New York, for example, if something goes wrong, you get snow on the screen. In Virginia, you get ham and gravy. You know? Well, I didn't like that one either, but let's get to the Talent Scout show, shall we? Our first Talent Scout tonight is... Oh, wait a minute. Let me find out this lady's name. How do you do?
How do you do?
Hold on. Paul, you always do that. Did that hurt your knee?
Not a bit, thank you. Do you mind if I call you Arthur?
No, what's your name?
Jean.
Jean, hello,
Jean.
Jean Jansen, huh?
Uh-huh.
You been Swede, huh?
I suppose so.
Oh, that's wonderful. You have a lovely Nordic face. You married?
No.
You're not. That's a shame. I am. Where do you come from originally?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's... Anybody here from Louisville?
Looks like it.
Do you know the Veep?
The Veep? Uh-huh.
Do you?
Well, not personally.
Oh, don't you? Oh, he's such a nice guy. You should know him.
Well, I wish I did.
He pulled a very funny thing the other night. He was making a speech in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
And during the speech, it was a two-hour thing. Somebody handed him a glass of water, and he laughed and smiled and said, "Thank you, I'm from Kentucky, sir." See, when he wants Lipton tea, he wants Lipton tea.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Who did you bring us, Jean?
Well, I brought Joanne O'Connell, a 20-year-old soprano from Berkeley, California.
Ah.
I think she's great.
Good. What's your background?
Well, she sang 2 years with the San Francisco Opera Company in the chorus, and she debuted as Olympia in The Tales of Hoffman. And then, when she was 17 years old also, she sang with the Oakland Symphony Orchestra as soloist.
Yeah.
And while she was singing with San Francisco, the wife of the late Dr. Frederick Loomis took quite an interest in her and brought her to New York to study under Frida Hempel, the famous opera singer. Incidentally, Frida Hempel is in the audience tonight.
Oh, fine. Where is she? Where's Frida?
There,
well, I'm very happy to say welcome to her anyhow.
Also,
I guess she'd rather sit back and listen. Also what?
Also, one other thing. She won a scholarship to the Institute of Music and Arts in San Francisco.
Great. Now, let's see what the gal can do here for us, huh?
Uh-huh.
In the Lipton Theater tonight with Archie Blyer and the symphony behind him. All right, Joanne O'Connell. Thank you, Miss
Hanson. Thank you.
Sempre il libera del Gio paeggiare di gioia in gioia, o che scorre il viver mio, pie sentieri del piacer. Lasca il giorno muoia, sempre gli danni riprovi. Ad il nevi sempre nuovi di volare, il mio pensiero.
Joanne O'Connell. The folks who listened to this show on the pure old-fashioned radio missed a lovely gown, didn't they? Huh? These evening gowns with the low-cut backs. The trouble with them is when a man puts his arm around a girl, it's like patting a bald-headed man on the head, you know? Thank you. I like that one myself. I have a nice letter from Bill Bloxham. Do you remember Bill Bloxham? Well, he was the winner on this show about last November, I guess, because that's what he says in the letter here. He says, "Dear Mr. G., last November I was a winner on your Talent Scout program singing Younger Than Springtime from South Pacific. This led to an audition with Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. I know you'll be pleased to hear that I'm a member of the Road Company, which opens in Cleveland on the 24th. That's tonight, isn't it? Good for him. I will have a chance to understudy and wishfully hope it leads to a leading role. Thanks to you and your wonderful group, this may be the break I need. Regards to all the gang from Bill Bloxham." Well, it doesn't have to. Now, who knows? Maybe somebody you pick tonight will get a similar break. Wait a minute. There's a sponsor involved here. The darndest thing's what they put in envelopes anymore. Soup, dessert. This new dessert thing here, have you tried it yet? Lipton Frosty Dessert Mix? Huh? Isn't it good? Hey, George, I swear it's delightful. You want a dessert that really puts a sparkle in your eye and has a sort of a homemade flavor to it because you really make it yourself, you know. It's a very hard, very involved, complicated process. What you do with this is add milk and freeze it. Good, fresh, homemade taste, because that's what you do. This has got some kind of cook in here. Let's see. You know, it looks kind of like a little bit like powdered sugar. See? That's all that is. And you mix it with milk, put it in the refrigerator and freeze it. You come up with a very fine dessert. And one package makes 5 or 6 helpings, depending on how many are on a diet in your house. Well, let's meet our next talent scout, huh? Oh, boy, we got lots of lovely gals tonight.
Hello there.
You're Virginia Farrell, aren't you?
That's right.
Miss Farrell, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a secretary up at Thompson Motors in Stamford.
Thompson Motors in Stamford. What cars do they sell?
Pontiac.
Good.
Sell Pontiac?
Oh, sure. I got two of them down
home. Two?
Yeah, one of them belongs to the finance company, and the other one... The other one, me and the bank have a note on. Oh, it's wonderful, you know, that lovely farm of mine in Virginia. Just the two of us, me and the Loudoun County Bank. But tell me, what's your job there? You're a secretary?
That's right.
To the big boss?
Everybody.
To everybody?
That's right.
Oh, you do everybody's work, huh? Uh-huh. Well, who'd you find for us? And somebody in Stamford?
That's right, sir.
Good. Who was it?
Kenneth Smith.
Who?
Kenneth Smith.
If you lift, you'd have a terrible time with that, wouldn't you? Kenneth Smith. What? Do that again. I like that. She gave me the knee then. I like that. Mug usually sits and works here by me, and if I'm not doing something right, she keeps giving me this. And I sort of like it. Tell me about Kenneth Smith now. What did he do?
Well, I first heard him at the Second Congregational Church in Greenwich.
Great.
I was introduced to him, and since then we've become friends. And we're friends.
And you're friends. Isn't doing any better than that yet?
He's married.
Oh, he's married. Oh, gee whiz. Doggone it. So am I. Tell me, you didn't tell me yet what he does. You just said you heard him in church. What's he do, preach?
No.
Oh, he's a singer.
Yeah.
A baritone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. And what kind of a baritone? A high one or a bass?
No, he's a bass baritone.
Say, you don't see many of them. And what's he going to sing for us tonight?
If I Loved You from Carousel.
Oh, wonderful. If I Loved You from Carousel. Kenneth Smith, thank you very much, Miss Farrell. You're a lot of fun. Kenneth Smith. I can't say it myself. Kenneth Smitty. Earl Wilson had the cutest thing in his column here today. Hal Block asked a radio actor, he says, "When are you on the air?" And the actor said, "Right after Godfrey." And Block says, be more explicit. And then our next talent scout, Mrs. Elizabeth Rhodes. Hello there. How do you do? That's better, Paul. Thank you very much. Didn't trip you up. You did all right. Mrs. Rhodes, who's your hubby?
Mr. Rhodes.
Yes, that's an old American custom. But what's he do?
He's a pilot for Pan American Airways.
A pilot on Pan American?
Yes.
Oh, fine. What's his run now?
To Puerto Rico.
To Puerto Rico and back, huh? How long has he been with Pan American?
About 7 years now.
7 years, huh? Did they call him Dusty?
Yes.
That's right. Everybody named Rhodes is named Dusty Rhodes.
Yes.
We used to have several officers in the Navy named Rhodes. Wherever you went, it was always Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes. Never muddy or anything like this. A foggy, huh? Tell me, do you have any little roads? Little alleys? Three little steps, huh? Oh, fine. Are you all boys?
No, boy and two girls.
Boy and two girls. Oh,
they're
yes.
Watching tonight.
They're watching tonight?
Yes.
Just look over there and let them see you.
My little girl doesn't know how I can get into that television box.
She hasn't figured that out. Especially with me with you. Can you tell me something? Are you... You've been married some time. What is it that makes a man's nose itch?
I mean, we have a cold.
No. But all day long, this thing, I've been doing this all day. Why is that?
I've heard it's because you're going to kiss a fool.
Because I'm going to kiss a fool. Let's get into the talent here. Who did you bring us, Mrs. Rhodes?
I brought a flutist named Ruth Freeman. She's won several scholarships, among them a scholarship to Juilliard Graduate School. She was a soloist and goes on tour with the Salzedo Concert Ensemble through the United States, Canada, and Cuba. She gave a town hall recital and played at Radio City Music Hall for 3 years. And she's played with the Chautauqua Symphony and the New York Symphony, the Cleveland Women's Symphony, and she's played under Stokowski in the Brooklyn Symphony under Sir Thomas Beecham, and she's done both radio and TV and recording.
Say, this gal's got a real background, hasn't she? A flutist. We've never had a flutist on the show before, have we, Archie? And it's about time we did. Good. Thank you very much, Mrs. Rhodes. My compliments to your husband and your three lovely children. And thanks a lot for bringing us Ruth Freeman.
Thank you.
Freeman, Ruth Freeman. She sure can play that thing, too, can't she? We got a letter from RKO Palace Theater, New York. Herbert Bonus, the manager at the Palace. He says, "Dear Mr. G, even vaudeville performers like Lipton Tea. I found that out. It's a backstage headliner at the Palace almost every afternoon. Drop over and have some." That's the time of day to... Where are you? That's the time of day to have it. You never know what they're going to do to you next around here. Benjamin Mark sends a letter. It says, "Dear Mr. G, while listening to your Lipton's Tea Talent Scout show this evening, I thought you really missed the boat for the Jewish Passover holidays. You should have also announced that Lipton Tea is kosher for Passover in order to stimulate sales for the holiday." Is that so? Well, I'll be doggone. I didn't know that. Is the Passover on now? Well, I'm very glad to know that it is. I hope that it's kosher every day. It's... very good tea, no? Let's meet our next talent scout, Miss Gloria Green. Hello there. How are you? Where do you come from?
I was born in Chicago and I've lived in New York for 9 years.
Born in Chicago, live in New York for 9 years, huh? What do you do for a living?
Well, I owned a beauty salon for 4 years and I've sold it and I've been studying singing.
And you're doing that what now?
I'm studying singing.
Studying singing? Oh, good for you. Where?
Girard School.
Girard School, huh? You want to get into show business, do you?
Try.
Well, that's good. If you can sing as good as you look, you ought to go very far, my dear. Well, who'd you bring for us?
I brought the Coleman Brothers, the vocal quartet headed by Lambda Coleman. And they've worked around Cafe Society. That's where I first met them. In the Bowery Club in Detroit, and you see Palomar.
Is Vancouver. This the gang they call the Millionaires?
Yes.
That's the one,
that's
huh?
The one.
Well, 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 they made some Decca records, didn't they?
Decca, Arco, and they made Coleman records. They did radio work.
Oh, fine. I'm very glad you brought them to us, Miss Green. Thanks very much. Let's have them in the Lipton spotlight, the Coleman Brothers.
Get your battle on Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho. Just get your battle on Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Just get your battle on Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho. Just get your battle on Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Well, now gather round me, children, and listen to my song. I'm going to tell you a story of Joshua, and it ain't going to take me long. You can talk about the king of Gideon, you can talk about the prince of Saul, but it's not like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Go great God,
just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Well, up to the walls of Jericho, and they march with spear in hand. You go blow the trumpet, Joshua cried for the bell lamb in my hand. When the lamb around sheep or horn begin to blow, trumpets begin to sound. Then old Joshua shouted, glory!
And the walls come tumbling down. Quick up and just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Jericho,
Jericho, Jericho. Now just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Just fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling.
Hold it, boys, wait a minute. I see a crack up there in that wall. Look like the wall's going to fall. Down!
Well, those were the Coleman Brothers. And before we get to the reprises when we're going to ask you to vote, I want to read a letter to you I got from Father Albert J. Nevins of the Mary Knoll Fathers. Mary Knoll, New York, Central Administration and Major Seminary. It says, "Dear Arthur, many thanks for telling our little story the other morning About what God has joined together, let no man pull asunder. You remember that story I told the other day? With a cutie pie. And he says, the father says, glad that you were able to use it. If there's no objection from your end, we'd like to send you such items when they come into us. There is certainly is no objection, Father. Please keep sending them. For instance, he says, here's a hint for the Lipton people on how they can improve their chicken noodle soup. This bit of information comes from one of our missionaries in China. It seems he got into a discussion with a Chinese farmer one day, and the farmer insisted that Americans were uncivilized because of the way they kill chickens. The farmer told the missioner this. In China, we get the chicken intoxicated on rice wine before chopping off its head. This relaxes the victim, making the meat much more tender when cooked. Says, in America, the chicken is chased around the yard by a man with a cleaver. How can a chicken relax with a barbarian running after him to cut off its head? Thank you, Father Nevers. That was very nice. Well, let's see, back here in the reprise, and you folks are going to vote for him and tell me which one you want to be the winner tonight. We'll bring them out in the order in which they appeared, and we'll read your score off here. You ready? The first was the soprano, Joanne O'Connell. Next, the baritone, Kenneth Smith.
If I loved you, time and again I would try to say.
Then the flutist, Ruth Freeman. And the quartet, the Coleman Brothers.
Well, just fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho. Just fit the battle around Jericho, and the ball comes down.
Well, you have made your choice. The audience reaction indicator shows the winner to be the baritone, Kenneth Smith.
Morning,
how we got it going?
Congratulations to you,
and thanks ever so much.
The Columbia Broadcasting System.